This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The choice to save comes down to each of us, deciding that's what we want to do. And it's tough. It can mean wearing the same boring shoes instead of buying those new turquoise flats, or trying to explain to your kid why they can't have the new PlayStation. But a funded savings account can also be the difference between an annoyance and a catastrophe if your car breaks down. On today's show, we're talking about strategies to make savings a little easier. And we thought we'd check out a few programs around the country set up to encourage people to save, starting in Los Angeles, where Olivia Calderon is the director of the Financial Empowerment Initiative for the city.
When folks don't have an emergency savings to be able to use as a cushion when they have an emergency, it just, you know, makes them vulnerable.
One of the programs she helps oversee is called Bank on LA, which helps connect people with low and no-fee bank accounts.
We need to do everything in our power to make it easy for families to build their savings. And the most basic ways of doing that is a bank account.
Calderon says 64% of Angelenos who make less than $30,000 a year don't have a savings account.
You're not going to start saving if you don't have a savings account. It's going to be very difficult for you to do so.
By helping people establish savings accounts with banks, she says, they're also helping them spend less on payday lenders or money orders, money that could go into the emergency fund or retirement account. So that's step one, giving people the tools they need to save. But then you've got to get them to add to those accounts.
Most of us can relate to the idea that saving money is not really very exciting, or worse, it might even be self-denial, some sense of self-deprivation.
Timothy Flocka heads a program called Doorways to Dreams, or D2D, in Boston.
So the question becomes, is there something we could do that would give us an immediate jolt of fun or tension or excitement?
On the fun front, D2D has created financial literacy video games, including one called Farm Blitz, where you manage a farm threatened by debt bunnies. Yeah, bunnies that multiply just like debt. D2D has come up with other strategies to get people to save, including prize-linked savings accounts, basically a lottery for savers,
where some or all of the financial return from savings, instead of being awarded in a guaranteed but frankly very low and not very exciting way, can be returned as prizes.
The program started in Michigan and has since expanded to other states, getting people to save by getting them to dream big about the future. Which brings us to another savings program in another city centered around those future dreams. Jose Cisneros is the treasurer of the city of San Francisco. It's got a program called Kindergarten to College
that automatically opens up college savings accounts for every child that enters the San Francisco public schools at kindergarten.
The city adds $50 to each of those accounts. And if parents contribute, private funders have partnered with the city to toss in a little more money. Cisneros says a few $100 isn't going to go far in paying for college, but it's meaningful in another way.
There's a recent study out of Washington University in St. Louis that shows that if a child grows up with a college savings account in the child's name, that child is 6 or 7 times more likely to go to college compared to a child without a similar account.
Even, Cisneros says, if that account doesn't have a ton of money in it.
The impact was all about having built aspirations in the child's mind.
Having savings isn't just about planning for the future. It can help shape that future. We want to know what future you're saving for and how you're doing it. We've got an interesting conversation going on our Facebook page where Stephen wrote in to say, quote, anyone who saves as much money as they can isn't living. You've got to balance security in the future with enjoying your current lifestyle. No doubt a statement that'll stir up a little controversy. We want to know what you think.